get a little peek under the headlines here. The headlines say that Governor Jay Inslee unveiling a working Washington agenda, warming up that secret sauce to get the economy rolling here in Washington State, held a press conference and said he's got a 5-point plan. And it's basically all about targeted tax relief and targeted spending and investing in clean energy and using it as cover to call on Washington to accept a vastly expanded Medicaid program here, which he said will expand jobs. Aaron Shannon is with Washington Policy Center's Small Business Center. In fact, she runs it, and she's in the office early, probably in her PJs, her home office, I'm guessing, joining me on Talk Radio 570 KVI this morning. Hello, Aaron.
Hi, John.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well, okay. As well as one can do at this hour.
Well, I have you had a chance to analyze what the governor wants to do here and give it a letter grade?
Yes. And from a small business standpoint, I would have to give it an S. His working Washington agenda that he unveiled with much hoopla the other day isn't going to get many people working. As far as the secret sauce, I think now we know why he kept it a secret for so long, because no one probably would have cast a ballot for him if they had known that this was his plan to create jobs for Washington.
Well,
which I think all of us can agree is...
You don't see, though, some of the same things in Olympia that you're seeing at the federal level. I mean, there is no massive stimulus program suggested because we have to balance our budget. There's no money to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see too many large tax increases here, do you?
He's not proposing any tax increases.
The two major bugaboos that I usually have with liberal plans, progressive ideas to get the economy moving, is they almost always involve massive spending to, quote, prime the pump, an old Keynesian idea that just hasn't worked for as long as virtually it's been tried. And mm-hmm. secondly, tax increases. And mm-hmm. this one lacks that, but what it does do is it basically says, well, we're going to fine tune here. We're going to tweak this, tweak that. Go ahead and give us some of the headline or some of the details.
Yeah, well, there's actually some spending going on here, but it's in the form of expanding and enhancing STEM education, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. There is some money being spent on some aerospace education and training programs and that type of thing. But here's the real problem with this plan. This five-prong plan, as I mentioned, expanding and extending STEM, some aerospace education and training, and he mentions over and over providing targeted tax relief. And in the folks who are going to receive this targeted tax relief are research-based, high-tech industries, aerospace, companies at clean energy, and he said something about embracing healthcare reforms and Medicaid expansion, because somehow Medicaid expansion is going to create jobs. The problem here is what we never heard is anything about what he's going to do to help all of the small business owners who are struggling to stay afloat in our state and in this tough economy.
And how many small businesses are there currently in Washington State, approximately?
About 296,000,
okay.
I believe. They comprise 96% of all the registered businesses.
Yes.
In Washington State.
Yes.
So that's the important thing to remember.
How
96%.
Many would be, right. And my point here is how many of those 296,000 businesses would benefit from this targeted tax relief?
You know, I don't have an exact number. We're still investigating all of that. But I feel very comfortable saying a slim minority of them.
I think it's very safe. I'm going to ask him this next week. He's coming on the show. The other thing is, he said, you know, investing in clean energy. What does that mean, Aaron?
Well, it means investing in companies. So this is what he said in his press conference: investing in companies that are pioneering clean energy breakthroughs. I don't know what you would call it.
Here's what that tells me.
The companies that are doing the right thing, according to Jay Inslee, is, I guess, how I would put it. The companies that are doing what he thinks is important, which is promoting clean energy, those are the ones that are going to get his attention.
He didn't name the companies, did he?
No. He didn't name any companies. And he said he didn't know how many jobs his plan would create. He said he doesn't have a crystal ball, but he thinks it'll create a lot.
So, yeah, I'm looking at this and I'm saying we've seen this. This movie we have seen at the federal level. There may be no massive stimulus and there may be no tax increases, but we've been down this road with Solyndra.
Yes.
We've been down this road with Fisker, the electric car company, and Tesla. And the electric car, you know, green movement is just a complete debacle. We've been down this road with the biodiesel in Snohomish County. That was a nightmare. We've been down this road with, remember the program they're going to do in the city of Seattle, where they were going to create 2,000 family wage jobs by rehabbing and updating about 2,000 homes. Mm-hmm. And I think they created 19 jobs.
Yeah.
I mean, in other words, whenever you hear green energy investments, that is almost a euphemism for we're going to pump money into these politically favored companies. And since it's for a good purpose, please, no vetting.
Mm-hmm.
Vetting is not necessary. Cost-benefit ratio analysis, not a priority. The concept of value, rate on return, let's not look at the short term. Let's keep our eyes on the horizon and never mind the huge losses that are probably going to pile up, which is the story of the federal clean energy program.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like we're just doing kind of a mini-me. Version of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I wouldn't argue with that. And of course, I'm looking at it from everything you're saying is correct. I'm looking at it from the perspective, though, of what is he doing for the small for your rank and file mom and pop business in Washington State.
Okay, so in the minute we have left, go ahead and give me Aaron Shannon, the Washington Policy Center's alternative agenda for helping to grow the Washington state economy.
Well, what he should have mentioned, which he made no mention of, was talking about some of the reforms that need to be made to our state's workers' compensation
workers
system.
There we go.
That's the top issue. Every business we talk to, workers' comp, a survey we just did.
For our listeners who don't know that, explain.
The reforms or workers' comp?
Well, workers' comp and why it needs to be reformed and what you would do.
Okay. Well, most everyone's familiar with workers' comp. It's a state-run program to ensure that someone who's injured on the job continues to receive some payments, some money, and receives medical treatment for their injury. Our state, we have a state monopoly. We're one of only four states that do it this way. It's broken. It's failing. It's incredibly expensive. We have some of the highest benefits.
It's paid for
by
monthly charges on employers.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and employees pay a portion. They pay about 25% of the workers' compensation premiums, but employers carry the and some employers don't charge their employees that, so not every employee does it. They have the option to pass that cost along to their workers, our workers' comp system, our businesses and our employees have shouldered a 66% tax increase over the past 10 years in workers' comp costs. There's no such thing as a high benefit, low cost system, as they like to say it is. It simply doesn't exist. So this workers' comp system,
66%.
Businesses are paying 66% more than they did 10 years ago. And there's another 40% increase coming over the next 10 years, John.
When you think about that, 66% in the last 10 years, five of which have been a terrible economy. Wow. What a
mm-hmm.
hit. What a hit.
Yeah. 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 And 40% more starting in 2014. There's a 10-year plan that amounts to a 40% tax increase.
And your
over the
reform
next decade.
Would do what?
Well, of course, our ideal reform would be to privatize the workers' compensation system.
Mm-hmm.
Realizing that that isn't going to happen in this political climate, there are some great bills in the legislature right now, one of which would expand what's known as structured settlements or voluntary settlements. And I don't want to put all of your listeners to sleep, many
Good,
of whom are probably driving
up.
To work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. what it does is it gives workers a choice. It gives them more options on how they want to settle a claim. Instead of having these claims that stay open for years and cost the state and employees money, leaves workers collecting a pension from the state into perpetuity, we want to do what 44 other states do, which is offer them the opportunity to settle up front for a lump sum amount. And that would close their claim out, and then they're done. And they can use that money for whatever they want. Maybe they want to start a new business. Maybe they want to use that money to go to school. It's up to them. They're no longer stuck. It gives them financial certainty. And, of course, it saves money because you don't have these claims that are open for years that are being managed by claims administrators at the Department of Labor and Industries and employers who are still paying the tab for that over years.
Okay. And if workers'
comp... So it's very important. And businesses say it's the number one issue right now.
It is. It is the number one issue. It has been for years, and it was completely missing yesterday. What would be second on your list? We've got about 40 seconds.
Okay. Second on our list would be to do some streamlining and of our B&O tax and of how we license businesses in Washington State. So streamlining a B&O tax and some regulatory streamlining.
Beautiful. All right, Erin Shannon, thanks for being here on Talk Radio 570 KVI. Again, Erin Shannon heads the Small Business Center at Washington Policy Center. Thanks again, Erin, and have a great weekend.
Thanks, John. Yep, you too.